And greetings and welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, everyone is talking about Israel's secret secure, well, let's see, how would I put this? Using technology to win the war. This is out of the Jewish press. An estimated 3,000-plus Hezbollah terrorists wounded as beepers explode across Lebanon. These are not cell phones. These are beepers. Israel warned the people in Lebanon that they were going to respond to the continued shelling, the missiles being fired into northern Israel. Iran yesterday, I think 12 plus hours ago, fired a supersonic missile into Israel. And with every attack, Israel is going to respond. And Benjamin Netanyahu, he warned Hezbollah, he warned the terrorists, you attack, we will respond in a much greater response. Our response will be very harmful to you. And before I get into this article, going back to when Ismail Haniyeh, he was basically the head of the Hamas in Gaza. Yahya Sinwar has been appointed to replace him. When Haniyeh was killed, see, Haniyeh lost his sons, family members, and he wouldn't, the continued hatred in spite of his family members dying. And you know, there's no remorse for these people. They all, every response after somebody in his family died, even his grandchildren, they died for Allah. They died for a free Palestine, a free Gaza, the Palestinian people. And back when he died, this is a prophecy in Psalm 83. It is a 3,000-year-old prophecy that had its birth. It was given birth on October 7th, 2023. If we see things, and I explain things as clearly as I can from the perspective of what the Bible says, a psalm, a prophecy, 3,000 years old, a complete prophecy of family members, members that are related to the Jewish families, Lot and his children, Esau, the twin brother of Jacob, and all of his ancestors, Abraham's first son through the Egyptian woman Hagar, Ishmael. Ishmael marries the children of Esau, and they begin to intermarry with the children of Lot, Lot's two boys, Moab and Ammon. And then they begin to intermarry with the enemies in the countries that have always been aggressive, have always hated and been at war with Israel, the Philistines, the nations in Lebanon, Syria. This is a family slash surrounding enemies of the nation of Israel war. Psalm 83 says, I'm going to paraphrase, the psalmist begins, God, don't be silent. You see the injustice. Don't remain quiet. Don't be still. Respond to the enemies who hate you, to these enemies who worship gods, but not you. Respond to their hatred of who you are, and then they are going to attack us. They are going to afflict us. Don't let them go unpunished. This is 3,000 years ago. 3,700 years ago, Esau began a war with his twin brother Jacob. 3,700 years ago, Ishmael, Abraham's first boy, through again Hagar, the Egyptian woman, began hatred toward his half-brothers, Esau, Jacob. And Ishmael worked with Esau to afflict the children of Israel. Then you have Lot. He had two boys, Ammon and Moab, and they also would eventually, the animosity begin to fight with the children of Jacob. 3,700 years ago, and then 3,000 years ago, the psalmist says, Lord, don't let them go unpunished. And then don't let the enemies surrounding Israel, the Philistines, the Egyptians, the those in Lebanon, Tyre and Sidon, or Tyre, to the north, and in Syria, don't let these enemies that are going to attack Israel in the future, don't let them go unpunished. And the great attack of all the corporate group of people, concerted attack, they consulted together in a hidden way. That attack began on October 7th, 2023. We are witnessing this war. The war was slow because of Israel's having to go into Gaza and eliminate these pockets of terrorists. But when Ishmael Haniyeh was assassinated, the war took an up on the graph. It took an upward direction. It's continuing to go upward because the war is going to come to an end, not shortly, but very soon. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888 888- YRefi24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone, riders on the storm.
The plan with the terrorists in Israel, in the Gaza, in the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, and in Jordan, is to two things, according to Psalm 83. Commit genocide, in other words, make sure to assure or to eliminate every Jewish person in Israel. The world is the real objective. Firstly, genocide. Secondly, ethnic cleansing. They want to erase the all history concerning Israel. Ethnic cleansing. And everybody is screaming about this is a genocide in Gaza. It's ethnic cleansing. No, no. It's just the reverse. These people are demanding genocide of the Jewish people. They're demanding ethnic cleansing, that the name of Israel will no longer exist. Everything pertaining to Israel. The prophets of Israel, Moses, the story of the Exodus, the Bible, Israel as a nation, the temple, the Messiah, that's ethnic cleansing. So it is the terrorists that are, their desire is genocide and ethnic cleansing. Israel, from the time that the war in Gaza began, after the attack on October 7th, Israel has always warned in every campaign, regardless of the size of the campaign and regardless of the region in Gaza, Israel has warned the Arab people that they need to get out of a certain area. If they don't get out, then if they die there, their blood is on their own hands. And what do the Arab people do? These are the people that believe Israel. They believe that when pamphlets, when they get cell phone calls, text messages, whatever, pamphlets, Israel warns ahead of time that there is going to be some conflict from block A7 to A12 in that group. They better get out. And you know what the terrorists do? They block the exits to keep those people in. And Israel will wait once they know that the exits are open, and they will help to open the escape routes. But there comes a point when Israel will, they know there are terrorists, a number of these terrorists in a certain location, they take them out. If there are casualties, well, that's just part of the war. And the international courts, they understand that. Israel has always let the people know there was an attack coming. Where the attack would be, move out of the area. If you don't, your blood is on your own head. Well, Israel did that again today or yesterday or just recently in the last 12 hours in Lebanon. They warned the people something was coming. And the these exploding beepers, they were beepers. They were not cell phones. They're beepers. I saw the video. This is out of the Jewish press. They had video of people coming into the hospital. It was very graphic, but I'll tell you what they saw. Hands blown off, holes in the hip, damage to the crotch, holes in the side. Somebody had their phone in the right pocket up high. There was a hole in the chest. Those that were reading had holes that had damage to the face. 3,000 wounded. As of now, there are maybe 50, 80 in serious condition. I have the video in front of me. These individuals are coming in, not 10, 20, but one after the other. They don't have room for these people. Israel has warned these people. Now I'm going to go back to what I was beginning to present with Ismail Haniyeh. Israel had been fighting a very hard campaign in the Gaza. As of now, there are no really any more divisions in Gaza. When Haniyeh was assassinated, and we don't know who assassinated him, and Israel has not stated it. They were behind it. Why should they? There's no need for them to say anything. They don't need to tell anybody in the world if they're involved with anything. It's nobody's business. It's kind of like with each one of us we file our taxes. That's between you and the IRS. Israel, the United States of America, Russia, Iran, the nations of the world, you know what they're doing? They're watching this war. You know why? Because they're seeing a new strategy, a new way in which Israel fights battles that have never been fought before. They're taking notes. That's what the governments of the world do, the military defense departments or the defense departments of these nations. They take notes. They watch other wars. They take notes. Israel, according to Psalm 83, is going to eliminate these terrorists hip and thigh. Israel cannot be defeated in this prophecy. Israel will come out victorious. The whole world is going to be in shock, awe, and wonder. And it's going to exacerbate the hatred of Israel. But the psalmist said, Israel, when this war is concluded, is going to expand, and Israel will be three times the size that it is presently, because Israel is going to have control over the nation of Jordan, which is originally their property anyhow. Then guess what? In the future, Israel is going to own Iraq to the Euphrates River. But that's in the far future, not a decade, or not 20 years, not 15, not 10, but probably 8-9 years from now, 8 years plus. And Israel, Netanyahu, with this next move that they've just taken using technology, Henry Kissinger, what did he say? He said that the coming wars are going to be fought by AI, technology. These people that were targeted, everyone coming in the video that I've watched and I'm still looking at, they're not children, they're not women. They're not mothers, grandmothers. They are young, military age men, every one of them. Because Israel took the number of each pager and made sure that each pager belonged to a terrorist. I'm sitting looking at one man, His hand is pretty much blown off, but he's probably 20 years old. You're not going to mess with Israel. When Hania was assassinated, on the graph, you had a gradual graph. It was gradual in Israel's momentum and Israel's victories, and the war was just slowly, it was just a day after day after day. After Hania was assassinated, there was an upward surge in the war is ending. The conclusion, once the graph started to go up, it means that the war is now in motion and is on the it's no longer halfway through the war, through the time period. We're on the getting toward the tail end. And every day, it's going to, the war, I'm going to sneeze, hold on just a second. Sorry, I had to sneeze there. The war is coming to an end. Another months, maybe. This here, now, the man who carry these beepers, guess what happened? Those beepers are no longer in their pocket. Damage to the crotch, to the hips, to the hands. Those that were reading a beeper, it blew up in their face. One guy in the back pocket. These beepers now are old technology. Israel has the names of the other men in the terrorist groups that have these beepers, have their numbers. Now, the little beeper is a bomb due to the lithium battery. That lithium battery, when it's hit with a certain frequency, it heats it up so quickly, it blows. They've had the iPhones, the batteries in the past, start to get hot, and the people, the phones start to get real warm, and all of a sudden, it seems as if the phone is starting to melt. And what was the advice? Get the thing out away from you because it may explode. And the people in these EVs, they're sitting on a bomb. But it's okay. They want their convenience. They want everybody on the road to know they're coming down the road. They have the money and they can own anything they want. They're sitting on a package. They're sitting on a bomb. Not me. I know what a 12-volt battery will do. 12-volt batteries, they'll knock you down, let alone what you're sitting on in an EV. People that have EVs, I know, they're just the way, it's a trend, but I wouldn't want to sit on a bomb. It's a ticking time bomb. Let's say that those that don't like you might have a way to hit you from satellite. They can take control of your EV and steer you into a bridge, off of a bridge, into a tree. So now, the communication abilities, the way for the terrorists to communicate, they're going to have to send up smoke signals. People don't realize yet just what happened. The terrorists do. The commanders of the terrorists, they know, because now they cannot communicate. Without communication in a battle, no war is fought. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
And I lost my page here. I forgot to turn on the mic. Oh, here we are. Hundreds of civilians injured due to detonation of numerous communication devices. No. Not civilians. These are not civilians. These are military young men. Yep. If they had the device in their left pocket, it took out a chunk of the left hip. When there is no communication, then there aren't any ways for these terrorists to work together in any military operations. I'm really having to think. I feel that Israel, well, we know it's easy to assume they sent a message, but this wasn't a message. This was something that no one is going to want to carry, a pager. They're not going to want to carry cell phones. Israel has a way to target these young terrorists. They know, and this is in Lebanon. This is not saying anything about those in Gaza or the terrorists in the West Bank. Israel has just took out their ability to communicate. Without communication, there are no military operations. They're going back to the days of the cowboys and the Indians. They're going to use a mirror, or they're going to use smoke. This takes out their abilities to communicate. This has the terrorist groups very worried. Israel has stated, Netanyahu has stated, that they're going to eliminate Hezbollah. And they're going to return the Lebanese, they're going to free the Lebanese people from the Hezbollah terrorists. And they're going to return Lebanon to the president of Lebanon and to the leaders in Lebanon. They're going to free Lebanon. Remember the movie Free Willy about the whale? That's what Israel is going to do in Lebanon. They're going to free the Lebanese people, the Lebanese government from Hezbollah. They have now, they're freeing a land in the Gaza Strip. The people in the Gaza are going to leave. These Arabs, Egypt doesn't want them. Syria doesn't want them. Lebanon doesn't want them. Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. They are people that are very uneducated, steeped in Islam, and you cannot, in a sense, psychologically rehabilitate them from a thousand years plus of a religion that is violent. They, unless they're very young, they're going to continue to have those that are already old enough to understand what hatred is. They hate the Jewish people. They hate the nation of Israel. Without an act of God, they'll die hating Israel, hating the Jewish people. Israel is determined, and Netanyahu is determined to end this war, this conflict in Gaza, in the West Bank. A message has been sent to all the terrorists that are carrying these little devices for communication purposes. They're not safe. Forget the radiation. You know, they might put out a little bit of radiation. Forget that. The battery hit with a certain frequency. I remember when we were kids, we had these, what they call cherry bombs and M80s. The M80s, now those little firecrackers could do some damage. Well, I suspect these little batteries have the impact of at least an M80 or possibly two M80s. Two of those little M80s, they'll take a handoff very easily. They'll put a, if they don't, they'll blow holes in your clothing. And you'll have a pretty good burn on your hand, your hip, your chest, your back pocket. Israel is going to end this war, is going to conclude this war. Israel, they don't need to spend more money. They don't need to spend more time. This is another dash to the end of this war. Jordan is next.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code Naturally Inspired for our special offer.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
And many of these people actually were very lucky because they didn't die. It might be better that they had this wake-up call rather than die. Also, the Iranian ambassador, Mojtaba Amani, He was wounded also. He was injured on Tuesday this morning, early this morning, by the explosion of a pager. And he doesn't think, they don't, he might have been in the vicinity of someone carrying one of the tampered pagers. Either that or he was carrying one himself. He was carrying one. Be assured. He stays up to date. He's updated all the time. They were superficial. But I'll tell you what, he's not going to have one of those pagers on him again. He's learning real fast. Benjamin Netanyahu, Psalm 83. Who would be the commander of Israel's army? Who would be the prime minister of Israel when the prophecy begins? We know that when the prophecy begins, then we can see who the players are. Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister. He's the king of Israel that's taking the Jewish army to battle. We know his name. It's not in Psalm 83, but it's inferred because he is and has been the prime minister of Israel from his first election, well, from the time he was elected a second time to the present. He has made it clear to his cabinet that he is going to prepare Israel for war. And he did that. And Israel was prepared at the time that October 7th massacre, the genocide took place. He was prepared. He had intelligence as to some of the tunnels that were being, underground tunnels, but he had worked agreements with the United States of America. He had stockpiled. They had these anti-rocket defense systems in place to the north, to the east. He had intel into Gaza, West Bank. He knew what was happening with Iran, supplying arms, not only through Lebanon, but he knew what was happening in Egypt. He was aware of shipments of arms coming from Iran into Egypt, from Egypt into Gaza. And from the time that this war began, he made it clear that until the hostages were released and the terrorists, Hamas was removed from Gaza, this war would continue. He was never going to ever give Hamas ever the opportunity to rebuild again in the Gaza Strip. He made that very clear. UNRWA, the UN, the United States, Arab countries, Iran, Russia, some European countries were not on board with Netanyahu's plans to allow this war to continue to its end. They've always asked for some type of ceasefire, negotiations. With every negotiation, everyone, Hamas has backed out. Hamas has found a way to blame Israel for interfering with forward progress on the negotiations and release of the hostages. Netanyahu said, well, we are fighting to get these hostages back. But now we have a war in the north, a war with Iran. Then you have the Houthis in Yemen stepping up their attacks. Benjamin Netanyahu, when this war is concluded, I am just not sure that he will be given the credit. Oh, he'll be given credit to a degree, but still, the Jewish people, maybe some, will realize that this is the commander of Israel's air forces, Israel's forces, armed forces, greater than probably any of Israel's presidents or prime ministers or kings since King David. I know that's, for me, I know Israel, the history of Israel. I've read it for years and years and years in the Bible. King David was the king that returned Israel to the Jewish people and protected Israel from the enemies surrounding and within, even from King Saul, who was the king. David didn't lift a hand against King Saul. He waited for God to intervene. But now you have Benjamin Netanyahu fighting a war which nobody thinks he could have won. Once again, he's fighting against all the enemies of Israel without and within. And he's been very victorious. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. First hour is aired on 1360 AM radio, Monday through Friday. at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. And the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Benjamin Netanyahu, in my view, the greatest prime minister that Israel has had since Israel became a nation once again. The initial prime ministers definitely were great men, but Benjamin Netanyahu, they didn't have to fight the war that he's had to fight, not only the war against terrorists in the nation of Israel, in Gaza, West Bank, but the enemies outside in Lebanon, Syria, Iran, and sometimes the Egyptians. But I believe, in my view, he is the greatest prime minister. And I think, if I'm correct, he will possibly be the final prime minister. And the reason I state this is because I think that when this war is over with the Gaza, I think Israel is going to, the leaders of Israel are going to want maybe a different type of government governing system. In my view, I have some reasons to believe that through some of the scriptures in the Bible. And Benjamin Netanyahu, when this war is concluded, I think, just like Donald Trump, three men are going to be dismissed from their duties here very soon in three great nations. Israel, I think Benjamin Netanyahu will be released from duty as a civil servant, as the king of Israel. Vladimir Putin, his time as president of Russia is going to come to a conclusion when Russia comes to war in the Middle East. Donald Trump, this is his final period of time to be the great leader, the greatest president of the United States of America in America's history. There have been some greats, like in Israel. Menachem Begin was a great. He's right up there at the top. Jefferson, some of the others, yes, at the top. But not like Donald Trump. They didn't have to fight the battle with all of the continuity of government, all of the deep state operatives, the industrial complex, and Russia. He is going to be relieved of duty through war. I'll discuss these points in the future, if not later today. In the future, I can give more detail as to why I believe this. But we're going to hour two. Join me in the next hour, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times, times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings.